Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. We'll be playing video game music and hope you enjoy. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of BitNote with David Collins. So we've got some video game music lined up for you. So what sort of music do we have? Well, some of it isn't specifically from a video game, but I'm sure we've done that in the past, so I'm sure it'll be fine this time. How you've listened to the intro to this show, it's a bright electronic tune, and as I've said on previous shows, it is by Beatfox, aka Seth Peel, or Seth Peel, aka Beatfox. And by the way, there's a British DJ who basically isn't this guy, so just so you're not confused about that. So Seth Peel, aka Beatfox, has made some nice music, and I found that this one, which I really liked, which is called Bouncer, not to be confused with the PlayStation 2 video game Bouncer, but this was a very nice one. So maybe I should get to the point. Essentially, this isn't the only tune that Seth has actually made, and in fact, there's another tune he has made called Celestial Fantasia. It is also a little electronic, but completely different, and rather than go on and on about it, I think I'll play it for you now. This is by Beatfox, aka Seth Peel, so have a listen and hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. And that track was Celestial Fantasia, and it is, as I said, by Seth Peel, aka Beatfox. That's quite a nice tune, all right. And one of its nice things. It may have been different if I'd played that tune for the intro of this show, like in its entirety. You know, I'm pretty sure it'd be nice maybe for the first few times that many people would probably be wanting me to get right to the show, but that's definitely a nice tune, and leave it at that for now. And just to be very clear, Beatfox has actually given me permission to use Bouncer as the intro of this theme tune. He was very nice about it, so thanks. I really appreciate it. Okay, on to the next track now. And we've also got another track that doesn't specifically have to do with video games. I was coming across this track recently, and I just thought, I love it. And even though it's slightly unrelated, I think it's worth playing. It is the theme tune to Code Lyoko, a cartoon series that broadcast right about the mid-noughties. It was basically about a group of four teenage school kids from a boarding school who basically were able to enter a virtual world where they had to fight this evil virus called Xana. The whole thing was kind of interesting. It was basically an animation, and although in the dubbing they try to reposition it, even though there are a couple of places where it's blatantly clear it does not take place in America. But it was a fun series. Essentially, they come across this old factory and start exploring, and then they find these machines that are able to transport them to a virtual world. Only there was a virus in it, and the virus keeps launching attacks on the real world by hacking things that it shouldn't be able to hack. You see, normally in these things, you know, when there's a virus and stuff, it hacks things like computer electronic systems and stuff. But in this case, the virus Xana somehow is able to hack stuff like teddy bears, so not quite sure what's going on there, but I think the idea is it's more like a mystical, magical thing rather than a straightforward hacking thing. And so the kids have to, you know, anytime they're in danger, they have to make a long, long trip under a river to this factory that's kind of in the middle of a river. I think it's the Seine in real life, because the animation is based off of real-world locations. And they enter the factory, find the machines, transport themselves into a virtual world, and then they have to fight through a bunch of bad guys, get to this thing called a tower, and find a person called Alita, who's basically also seems to be an AI thing, and get her into the tower so she can somehow do a virus sweep, which apparently, you know, kills the virus, but only temporarily. It only actually stops the current attack. It doesn't actually fix everything and prevent the virus from ever striking again. And when it has part of fixing the attack, it also reverses time, which I guess is a way for them to undo all the damage, but it's also made the series kind of tricky, because it meant that any character development that happened between people outside the four main characters who could remember everything would just suddenly be reverted once the time loops back. And so, yeah. The first season was basically repeated itself a lot. There was a lot of repetition, and I mean that in the very literal sense, since they actually took animation cells they'd done before and just basically replayed them, you know, sometimes within the same episode, but often like between episodes. And this would happen regardless whether you're talking about the traditional 2D animation, which was meant to represent the real world, or the fancy 3D CGI animation, which represents the virtual world, which is all kind of cool with that difference. I watched a lot of the first series, and after that I kind of managed to catch a bit of the second series, but I never really made it past that, and from what I can tell, they moved on to a third and fourth series. Now, one thing that's very good about the second series is they tried to move on a bit from the formula. They tried to stop making it quite so repetitious. They didn't use the time loop quite so often. There was all this stuff about the kids actually trying to find out, like, who the heck put this machine here in the first place, and, you know, trying to figure out the history and everything. And so apparently went on past a second, third, and fourth series, and apparently, and I only found this out recently when I was looking back, there was even a fifth series which actually had actual live action for the main thing. Now, I don't think that was dubbed into English, because I haven't seen it on local channels, but regardless, there you go. So it was actually a fun series. I did like it. I loved the music, the intro theme. It's called A World Without Danger, and it's both got a French and English version, both of which are really, really good. And I'll be playing you the English version now, because I'm not quite enough of a purist to force a song on you that you won't recognize the lyrics to. It is called A World Without Danger because in the original French song, it was all about that's recurring refrain about we will remake a world without danger. But however, in English, it's harder to rhyme the word danger with other words in English than it is in French. You know, in French, it's fine. You know, danger, manger, frangere, whatever. But English, it's a little harder. So they basically, despite the fact it's entitled A World Without Danger, the phrase doesn't appear anywhere in the song. Oh, well. So, but the most important thing is music, and that's what I'll be giving you now. So here is Code Lyoko, A World Without Danger. composed and made by Julian Lamasson, but for the English version, Noam Caniel developed the English version, and he has very much credits in terms of animation. He worked on the X-Men theme tune, the Mysterious Cities of Gold theme tune, which was completely awesome. Maybe he worked with Shuba Levy and stuff, but regardless, here's the intro theme tune. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. That was A World Without Danger, the theme tune to Code Lyoko, and the full version of it, actually. And as I said, it was made by Julian Lamasson. The English version was interpreted and sung by Noam Caniel. And I have to say, it was a very nice cartoon series. There was actually one or two video game adaptations. I kind of meant to play it, but I looked into it and apparently they weren't that good. They sounded a bit like Cashin, so I mean, I thought the series had great potential for a video game series. And indeed, some of the games actually do the whole thing by having like more of a visual novel talking approach for the real world, more action adventure for the virtual world, which works very well. But unfortunately, that just didn't quite happen like that. But I don't know, maybe I will play it and maybe I'll turn out to misjudge it. I'm very concerned about passing judgment on games that I haven't actually played myself, because trust me, there's nothing like playing a game yourself, and I've seen a lot of people go into really bad routes just by constantly expounding opinion on games they haven't really played. So, I don't know, maybe I'll play them one time and give my opinion. On to our next track, and this is by someone I played music from on the show before. The person is Laura Shigara. I played music of hers from Plants vs. Zombies and also To the Moon. Both great music, both great tracks. But she doesn't just make music for those things. She's also made some original tracks. Technically all her music is original. But she's also made tracks for games that she wasn't officially a part of, i.e. fan tracks. And this is one of her tracks. It is called From the Ground Up, and it is a track kind of inspired and kind of a homage to Minecraft. And like I said, Minecraft has inspired a lot of songs. Some of them are remixes of existing pop songs, like, you know, Owl City's, you know, When Can We Do This Again, translate into How Do I Craft This Again. So there's a lot of, like, fun stuff, but this is an original track she made, kind of in homage to it. But it's also a bit about when things go wrong and things seem to crash down, do we build it all up again? Something you literally have to do in Minecraft. There's also a kind of a, and I will say, somewhat bittersweet music video that goes with it. It's all made in Minecraft graphics, but it's just done really, really well. But it goes quite poignantly with the song, and it's kind of a bit sad, but it's still a really nice song, so I'm going to play it for you. As I said, Minecraft is originally made by Mojang Studios, but this is an original composition by Laura Shigahara. It's called From the Ground Up, and have a listen, and hope you enjoy.
Yesterday it rained, watched everything wash away. It took some time to dry before I could feel okay. I used all my tools, foundation of clay. You kept digging this hole, but climbing's not my forte. Take what you need, we can fight.
Watch and wait and work until it all falls down.
And that was a great song by Laura Shigara. And it is called From the Ground Up. As I said, it was a song, a homage to Minecraft, which was made by Mojang Studios. Laura, as I've mentioned before, has been making a lot of video game music, but most recently she's actually working on her own game. It is called Raccoon, and it seems kind of a little inspired by To the Moon. You know, it seems to be using RPG Maker and such. And it's basically about a kid in a hospital bed, and he's sad, but his mom is telling her stories about this quest that a young kid must do. This story that his mom tells him about this kid who suddenly finds all those he knows moved away to a magical island, and he must follow them and go on a quest and everything. So basically the kid kind of goes on his own journey and stuff. So it's funny because earlier I was speaking about Mysterious Cities of Gold and Muse. It reminds me a bit of Clementine, actually, because that was also a bit of a thing about someone who was also in a hospital but also had this imaginary or great vivid fantasy world involved. And in fact, I think that's also the game Cloud also does something a little to that thing. So, you know, kids in hospital beds that suddenly have great big fantasy worlds seem to be a kind of a theme I've noticed. But obviously, I won't know exactly how this game works until I've played it, and who knows how it'll be. It looks pretty neat, and there seems to be some beautiful art as well. And of course, Laura will be providing the music, so that's another area of it that we know is going to be pretty solid. And now on to our final track. A while back, I told you about, I played a song called They Call Me Sonic. And it is from an album called Sonic the Hedgehog, which was released in 1996. And a lot of people call it Sonic Arcade, which that was actually more the publisher rather than the actual title of the album. But, you know, it got confused a lot. And essentially, it's had quite a lot of, shall we say, interesting music in it. And so interesting, apparently some of the composers actually go by pseudonyms because apparently they don't want people to know their actual identity, I am guessing. There is one track that kind of is fun, but also kind of silly, but also kind of So I think I'll end the show by playing it. It is called Sonic Electronic. It's basically composed, according to the credits here, by music by Emerald Hill and Spike Shellcracker and Oscar Oberheim, with lyrics by Emerald Hill and Spike Shellcracker. Now, a Shellcracker is literally an enemy in the game, and Emerald Hill is a level in the game, so exactly, I don't think these names are completely accurate, but there you go anyway. So, I'll play it for you now. I think it's a pretty cool track, even though it's kind of a little head-wrecky, but I have a listen, and hope you enjoy. This has been David Collins with BitNote. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
That would make an awesome ringtone.